Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris, and this is episode 45 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. This episode I want to talk about the cities and urban renewal and the black vote. And, you know, I think that the Republicans really need to go after the black vote. And no group has been hurt by Democrats more than the black community in this country. And it's disgusting. It makes me sick. And it should make all of us sick, what has happened to our cities. You know, I mean, we used to have great cities, you know, Baltimore and Chicago. And these cities used to be wonderful places. And now they are just riddled with poverty and crime. And we need to be able to make the argument, you know, what's happened here? What are these people doing to our cities? And what are these Democrats doing to our cities? And I think, you know, this is sort of a companion episode to number 44. The last one I did was about how Democrats wreck economies. And what they do is they just create a parasitic bureaucracy that enriches itself. And all they do is tax you and make more rules for you to follow. If you live in the city, that's all they give you. They give you nothing but more taxes and more rules to follow. And all these rules make it harder for you to earn a living, to make it harder for you to start a business, expand your business, harder for you to make a profit, harder for you to hire people. If you're looking for a job, it's harder to find a job. I mean, that's what these people do. And they're enriching themselves. They're parasites. Democrats are parasites. The Democrat politicians are parasites. And what they do is they offer to they cause these problems, but then they offer to fix your problems by taxing somebody else. Oh yeah, we're going to tax this guy over here, the rich. We're going to tax the rich, and. Like I've said, their entire economic philosophy is somebody else-onomics, right? They just want to tax somebody else to give you free shit. That's what they do. That's the only thing they have. But wouldn't it be great if you didn't need anything? If you didn't need free stuff? Wouldn't it, you know? And all of this causes crime. You know, poverty causes crime. Poverty leads to crime. People who are who are prosperous, who have good jobs, who make good money, they don't turn to crime. But it's harder under Democrat rule with these parasites sucking all of your money out of you. They make it harder for you to make a living, harder for you to find a job, and so people turn to crime. And crime leads to the inevitable confrontation with the police. It leads to death. It leads to gang warfare. It leads to prison, broken families, people who are dependent on welfare. It's a spiraling downward kind of disaster, and that's what's happening to our cities. And I know, you know, I know Trump tried to go after the black vote a little bit, and he I just don't think Trump really understands all this. He doesn't understand what's happening. You know, he doesn't understand the economics of it, and because it's all economics. Look, I'm an economics guy. You know, I read about economics, and I think I sort of view everything in the, maybe I'm a little biased in that I kind of view everything as economics, but in this case, I think it's true. It's very true. It's all about economics. If these cities were free, if the economies were free, if it was really easy and inexpensive to start a business, if you didn't have to get all the paperwork and all the taxes and all the fees and the licenses and the inspections and the certifications and everything else, you know, people would be so much more prosperous. And if you're more prosperous, you're much less likely to turn to crime. And if you have less crime, then you're going to have more, you know, you're going to have more of all the good stuff. And you know, like I said in the last episode, number 44, when you've got a government that is so parasitic like that, sucking all the lifeblood out of you, and they're neglecting all, they're taking care of themselves, but they're neglecting all the stuff that they should be doing, like the law and order and the streets and the sidewalks and, you know, the trash pickup, all that kind of stuff. The water systems. Look at the water in, you know, Flint, Michigan, and plenty of other places where the water supply is dirty, and you know the sewers don't work, and all the infrastructure is crumbling, because the government is taking the money and keeping it, and what they're doing is they're driving out taxpayers. So we have fewer and fewer taxpayers, and I've mentioned this about how it's an unsustainable model. You drive out all the people who are paying all the bills, and there's nobody left. There's nobody left to pay the bills. You've got no money, so you want to fix the streets, and you can't fix the streets because the government isn't going to fire themselves. People in the government aren't going to say, you know what, we don't have enough money to fix the streets, so we're going to cut our staff. So there will be more money to fix the streets. Do you really think that government people are going to do that? They're going to fire themselves? They're going to fire their fellow? They're going to expand themselves constantly, and they're just going to ask for more money from you. They're parasites, and that's the argument that we need to make as Republicans. You know, we see what's going on here. You know, but all the Democrats do is say, "Well, Republicans are racist." That's all they have. That's their only argument. Don't vote for the Republicans. They're racists. In the meantime, the Democrats are destroying your lives, destroying your communities, destroying everything that makes America great. They really are. They're really just awful people. And so many Democrat voters are buying this garbage. These lies. Oh, Republicans are racist. We are not racists. You know, Donald Trump isn't a racist. It's just all lies. It's lies because they don't want, the Democrat Party does not want you to hold them accountable. They don't want anybody to think about what they're really doing. Because they're enjoying it. They're enjoying their time at the top. They're enjoying their jobs, their fat pensions, and their cushy gigs where they don't have to do anything. I mean, that's essentially what they are. That's what Democrats are the party of the useless bureaucrat. They are useless, parasitic bureaucrats. And that's the argument that we can make to not just black people, but everybody in America. But nowhere is this more stark, more evident, and more destructive than in the cities. So, you know, we had I remember Jack Kemp in the 80s had the idea of enterprise zones, and Rand Paul had the idea of freedom zones. He called them freedom zones, where you lower taxes you take a city that has high unemployment and you say, okay, taxes are going to be, federal taxes will be really low here or something like that. But it's not enough to just cut federal taxes. You need to get in there. You need to get Republicans in there who are going to fire all the useless bureaucrats in your city who are sucking up all the money, who are making all these rules. You need to get rid of all of them, all of those Democrats. Make them go out into the real world and get real jobs, which they don't want to do. Democrats don't make anything. They don't do anything. Democrat politicians, they don't. And look, I'm not going to just completely leave the Republicans out of this. The Republicans have been a part of this, but this is 2022. This has to be the Republican Party moving forward. This has to be the message of the Republican Party moving forward. So that's my view on that. You know, I think it's just absolutely disgusting what the Democrats have done to our cities, and they want to do it to the whole country if we let them. If they get enough power, they're going to do it to the whole country. They're going to overtax and overregulate everybody and create a, like Steve Bannon says, an administrative state. That's what they're all about. They are about the administrative state. They want a group of people at the top of society to make all the rules, to have all the power. They're going to make all the money, there will be, that of course, if you are one of their cronies, big business cronies, you'll be okay too, but everybody else will suffer under this over-regulated, it'll be really hard to make a living, to make a decent living in this country. And that's where it's going. And if we don't stop it, if we have to stop the Democrats, stop them. So, all right, that's it. That's a short one, I think. I can never tell how long I've been ranting. But as always, if you like this podcast, go to Podbean and you can message me on Podbean. You can find me on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and all over the place, iHeartRadio, and all kinds of places, and pretty much every podcast player out there has me on it, and give me some good ratings, all that kind of stuff, and share it, and all everything else. So, okay, well, that's it. That's episode 45. Thanks for joining me again, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.